Alright, first off, Kaku, thanks a lot for taking this call, B. Yo, I've been reading your fucking books for a long time now. Now, first thing I want to talk about is invisibility. I understand researchers are actually making progress on that shit. Can you explain on that a bit?
That's right, Harry Potter, watch out. Just today, it was announced in Germany that we can now make objects disappear in three dimensions, at least using microwaves. Before, we could only make flat objects disappear under microwaves, but now we made a milestone discovery announced just today.
So you're actually saying we can fucking disappear? What the fuck? It's for real.
Well, the Pentagon has spent billions of dollars trying to perfect stealth technology, but you can see a stealth bomber. This is the real McCoy. We can't not yet do it for visible light, but we're talking about having light waves wrap around an object like a jet fighter, reform at the other end, so that anything inside becomes invisible.
Okay, now I understand 6 years ago, in terms of teleportation, scientists were actually able to move particles of light about 600 meters away. Tell us where that stands today.
That's right, Captain Kirk, you watch out too. It turns out that particles of light called photons have been teleported 600 meters. That's the world's record. Eventually, we're going to teleport atoms up to the space shuttle, 300 miles in outer space. So we cannot yet teleport complex molecules. We cannot yet do that on a large scale. So Captain Kirk is at the present time is still safe. But we are making inroads into even teleporting atoms at the present time.
Okay, now the most fucked up shit is time travel. And I know Albert Einstein's equations allow for this to be possible. Do you think that's bullshit, or do you think this shit's happening in the future?
Well, time travel is allowed in Einstein's equations. In fact, Einstein himself realized that. So one day, if somebody knocks on your door and claims to be your great-great-great-great-granddaughter, don't slam the door.
Okay, now the issue of fucking cyborgs. They actually have artificial limbs, nanotechnology. Take us 20 years into the future, man. What are we looking at in terms of half-man, half-machine shit?
We're making fast inroads, and first of all, we'll control these cyborgs telepathically. By putting EEG MRI sensors around our skull, we can actually control the motion of robots. We can make them super powerful. They have X-ray vision, as you pointed out. Backscattered X-ray gives you X-ray vision just like in Superman comics.
Yo, that's some fucked up shit, man. Do you think America's ready for this shit?
Well, just remember that technology is up for grabs. That with this technology comes power. Science is the engine of prosperity. It generates jobs, it generates economic might and economic power. And that's why the countries that begin to harness these technologies will begin to benefit from these technologies. And that's the way it's been for several hundred years now.
Michio Kaku, professor of physics, genius, G. It's been a pleasure, man. Thanks.
Thank you.